Welcome to episode 9, actually, of We Don't Give AF podcast. I'm Stephanie Tejada.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Let's get into our first segment called Fan or Troll, where we get messages from our followers and we decide if they're fans and supporting us or if they're trolling us. It says here, how many kids do you want to have? None, negative zero. Okay, I'm gonna be having 1,000 dogs. I really do want a couple cats. My man's not a big cat fan. He thinks that cats look at us as the pets, but I like their personalities.
I love cats. I love cats too. Most animals. I love dogs. But the thing about cats is that they're more independent than dogs. That's what I like about them. They're so much easier to take care of because they just go in the litter box. You don't have to train a cat to use a litter box.
That's true.
It's just automatic, no training. The only thing they do is they screw up your everything. Like, they'll ruin the furniture.
And you don't want to get them declawed. I feel like that's torturous to cats.
It came out, like, it's really bad. It's, like, removing our knuckles. Yeah. Something like that, that it's really painful. So I've never declawed a cat. But I only have one cat that doesn't ruin things.
Which one?
I've only had one. His name is Sammy. He's the fat orange one. But all of the other ones, they will ruin.
How is Sammy after his surgery? Tell us.
Sammy had surgery on his teeth. And Sammy is a carby boy. He loves dry food. He's not big on the wet. I bring him home an hour later. He's chowing down on carb food. he nothing happened. Aww. So I was like, okay.
Well, we're happy Sammy's recovered. Jacqueline, do you want kids?
No.
Why not?
I don't want any kids because they, first of all, they're forever, you know? Like,
yeah, you can't, they're like, forever. Return them.
You can't Casey Anthony them. And it's something that's going to be reliant on you for a long time.
And that's how I feel. Like, I could barely take care of myself, like, for real.
It's like they're going to keep you up at night. They're a big responsibility. And if you aren't a mom personality, you shouldn't have kids. Like, I know what I am.
I do too.
So I'm not going to. There's plenty of people who had kids without the mom personality and they screw their kids up. Next segment. Extra, extra. Let's talk about it, baby. Justin Timberlake announces free one-night concert in Los Angeles.
Oh my God. So I actually signed up to get tickets. You have to be picked. I didn't get picked. Yeah, it was like this thing that he had, and you go to Ticketmaster, and they're like, oh, give us your credit card information. But I was like, I was a little iffy, but I was like, fuck it, I want to go see Justin Timberlake. And he's picking people at random. That's how it's going to work. They're going to pick certain people to win the tickets. And then, yeah, it's a free one-night-only show. I want boy bands to do a tour together. Like, I want to see NSYNC.
Me too.
I want to see the Backstreet Boys. I want to see 98 Degrees. I even want to see freaking Five, Baby When the Lights Go Out. You remember
O-Town?
O-Town.
The whole time we didn't know
boy bands.
We didn't know that they were talking about orgasms and they were so dirty.
Liquid Dreams.
Because we didn't get what they were talking about.
That song, Liquid Dreams, is literally about a wet dream.
Yep.
And I did not know that.
I didn't get it either.
I was like, oh, he's talking about fluid dancers. I thought he was talking about fluid dancers because he's talking about Janet Jackson and Jennifer Lopez. I'm like, these are all good dancers. He must be talking about fluid movement. Talking about cum. Nasty. Our next segment is called Petty Please, where we scrounge the internet for all the crazy petty stories and things that we can find. We're going to start putting y'all comments in the segment. Watch. Next time we record, y'all going to get some press. Damn trolls. So, did you see Monique on the Shay Shay Show?
I've only seen clips.
I love her. First of all, she's like, everybody's like, cool auntie. Okay. She threw Oprah and Tyler Perry under the bus, honey. Dragged them. So, I didn't know this, but apparently Oprah and Tyler Perry had something to do with that movie Precious. And Monique won, like, an Oscar for her performance in that movie, right? So her thing was she didn't even make that much money. I think she said she made, like, $50,000 total, which for an Oscar-winning movie ain't shit. That's crumbs. You know what I mean? So her thing was that they wanted her to do like the movie press releases and go to the festivals and like promote the movie, but they weren't trying to give her no money. So she's like, you want me to go to Paris? I'm trying to just kick it with my husband and my family. If you want me to go to Paris, what's the budget? They're like, oh, we'll never pay for a movie promotion. Like, damn. That's not included in her contract. And I don't blame her for, like, for not wanting to travel the world.
Get on a plane 20 hours.
Like, it's not going to help me make more money from this role.
I would have been annoyed, you know, too.
Is there, like, are we selling, like, action figures or something? Like, what are we doing that is going to be lucrative in this? We're going to get more movie plays, but I'm not going to make more money from it. I already got my check. Yeah. You gave me a flat rate. I agreed to it, which she was fine with that. She said, I agreed to this. I knew what it was. This was the terms, but I wasn't going to do all the extra shit for free. I'm with you, Monique. I'm overdoing a lot of shit for free. Girl.
So the topic for today is jobs we can't have.
What is all? Like, can we just put like everything that's not in the entertainment industry under jobs we can't have?
So job number one, stripper. Now here's the thing. Oh God. I could have never been a stripper because I would get so pissed when I was in a club and some like random guy grabbed my ass and I couldn't see who it was or feeling a random dude's boner. Like I just don't have the stomach for giving Farouk and Baru lap dances to get money because I know
Farouk. Hello, baby. Let me see your bobs.
Let me have your bobs in my
dollar in my hand for 30 minutes to try to entice you to come dance in front of me. I hate those guys. I have seen that. I've gone to strip club with my friends and stuff, and there's always a guy who's just holding a dollar right in the front of the stage and everything with his little crusty ass dollar that been in his wallet since the 90s and shit, okay? It's the bait dollar that he's been using forever. And that's it. Then the stripper comes up to him, start dancing, and he's just throws the $1.
Oh, my God. I would be livid.
I feel so bad for those
girls. I would snap. I think I'm petty enough to mention.
I'm like, security, get this dust bunny out of here.
Security.
Security, my allergies is acting up. It's too much dust in the front of the stage. I need a broom to sweep this dust bunny out of here. For real, though. I couldn't be a stripper. I don't have the patience to talk to people. So I was a go-go dancer. If y'all don't know that, I go-go danced for like 10 years. I fucking love go-go dancing because go-go dancing is everything that stripping should be. You dance, you get paid, and then you can hang out in your backstage room, dressing room, whatever. You don't got to talk to nobody. Nobody could touch you. Nobody can even put money on you. They put it in a bucket or they make it rain on you. I'll take the gateway job into stripping any day.
I would take that job too.
I couldn't deal. And even as a go-go dancer, like I've had situations where like girls are jealous. You know, because a lot of it's a regular nightclub. It's not a strip club.
Yeah,
you
wear I used to see the go-go dancers.
Yeah, so it's that. We wear costumes or whatever. You know, yeah, it's like bikini-ish, booty shorts.
They were just doing their own thing, dancing.
We're dancing on like a platform
with glittery outfits.
You can't even reach it. This bitch chucked her drink up in my face. I said like this. I whipped my face and I dove off the stage onto her like a squirrel monkey. And I started beating her ass. And they kicked her out because it's like, if you cannot control your man or your emotions, don't go out. Don't go to the club where you know there's going to be baddies everywhere and potentially dancers and bartenders and bottle girls dress like go-go dancers.
Yep.
They do. Yep. They wear the fishnets with the outfits and everything too. So like, it's like, if you cannot contain yourself, don't go nowhere, honey, because you're going to get rocked by the wrong bitch.
Or go to a dive bar where the girls have no teeth.
Go to a dive bar where there's like a meth addict at the door. You know what I'm saying? Like checking IDs. Yeah. So the next job that we could have, oh my God, a plumber. Look, I'm not dealing with nobody else's literal shit. I can't.
Me either.
I couldn't do it.
I'm not going in people's houses. You know that there's always someone busybody behind your butt. You know.
Like, did you know that this pipe over here is have a problem? Like, you call me to do this job. I'm not going to fix everything around your house now. You know how there's, like, those women?
Yeah.
Like, my aunt's like that. Like, she'll go get one thing fixed and then be like, oh, I also have this problem and this. Like, one job at a time, lady. This isn't, like, a package deal.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. And I feel like every plumber I've ever seen has been, like, a chunky old man with his butt crack out. Like, you don't ever see, like, hot plumbers or, like, female plumbers. It's always like that chunky old guy with his ass out.
Next one is teacher. Oh, heck no. I could never. I don't want 30 brats in my class. And today, you could get in trouble for everything. You know, now the kids can, like, identify as cats and pee in a litter box in the corner. Like, I'm not dealing with all of those rules. No, thank you.
And also, they got phones and shit now.
I'd rather be a hoe than be a teacher.
Okay, Jacqueline. I'd teach you hoe something.
I'd rather be a hoe than be a teacher.
Some of the teachers are hoes, and they losing a job for it.
Good. Keep being a hoe. We're going to pay you more.
That's why these kids are so stupid this generation, because all the teachers are going to OnlyFans.
And being hoes.
Good for them.
Good for them.
But you know what? On another topic, I don't understand this whole firing people or, like, banning. Like, I seen, like, recently somebody's mom, they were like, we're going to kick your kid out of the school if you don't delete your OnlyFans. Like, what does the child's education
have to do with that?
Have to do with her doing her thing. And the thing that upsets me about it is, guess what? It ain't on the internet, but there's mamas who are prostituting.
That's true.
Who are stripping, who are
doing all sorts of things.
Who are dealing drugs. And, like, that's okay in their private life.
But, like,
It's on the internet. Oh, a lot of shit's on the internet, bitch. Get over it. Yeah, teacher, definitely can't do that. I didn't do well in school, y'all. Not that I'm stupid, but my...
I didn't do good in school.
My attention span, like, I really need to get tested for ADD.
I have it.
I'm pretty sure I have it, because my attention span, like, if I'm not interested in it, I don't care.
Same.
I literally cannot pretend to care.
I was never interested in math or anything.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to just fail
or
and
chemistry.
Say,
I'm going to be an actress. Memorizing that thing in chemistry.
Girl, I still don't know what that chart was.
That chart. Oh, my God.
Bye.
Next.
The next job that we could never have is being a maid. I'm not, like, dirty, but I don't think to clean things the way a maid would.
Yeah, same. I just don't. I'm messy.
I don't think to do certain things. Like, I will call, like, a maid to come to my apartment and clean it thoroughly for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't think of certain things. Like, I'm like, oh, I forgot to change the filter in the AC. No wonder I'm sneezing. I just don't think of it. So I'm just not responsible to clean up somebody else's mess.
I would be tempted to rob people. You know, I'd be going through everyone's shit. So nosy.
Tell them about your genius maid business idea.
Meth maids, baby.
Meth maids, baby.
Oh, yes, baby. They clean all night, 24 hours. I can't promise you that all your
money,
stuff
you
would be.
You don't pay them money, you pay them meth. They clean your house like Speedy Gonzalez. I want to give a major shout out to Prozzi's. Prozzi's has amazing athletic wear, gym equipment, workout equipment, mats, snacks, supplements. I actually love all their snacks, and their diuretics are really good to get you skinny, girl. You're going to poop. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Y'all going to shit, but you're going to be skinny. And they have skincare. I got this coconut scrub from them. Girl, it done literally shed layers off my body.
Oh, nice.
We love Prozzi's. We love you, Prozzi's. Click that link in the description and get you some Prozzi's.
A gas station clerk. Oh no. God. I would never want to deal with the crazies, especially on the night shift.
Nope.
I'd be drinking too many of those machine coffees.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a QT? Do you know what QT is?
No. What's QT?
So QT is a gas station. They have them in Arizona. I think maybe it's a chain.
So is it must, that big one?
It's
that has
big
like
and
a
red.
Store? Yes.
But inside, it's nicer.
Yes.
They have better coffees. And
they have like the little things where people could like sleep there overnight. You could park your car and sleep there, right?
I don't remember that. But like when the coffees and stuff, like it's a nicer gas station. Mm-hmm. It's cleaner.
It has a gift shop and
you
shit.
You never see homeless people outside of a QT. Like it's never.
Yeah.
They're always clean.
Yeah. I think I've seen one of those when I was doing a road trip to Florida. I was driving to Florida from here. And I remember saying.
Yeah. It's a big red thing.
Yeah.
But like, they have so many different of the flavored coffees. Mm. I would be drinking all of them.
I'd be getting diabetes. If I worked at 7-Eleven, I'd be off the walls on some Slurpees and coffee and eating taquitos. I'd
Me
be
too.
A whale, and I would be like a gangster because you have to stay strapped in these situations.
Yeah.
There's this at the 7-Eleven near me. There's this lady. This old Spanish lady. She be fighting the homeless people away. She is so fed up with them because they're not just like, oh, just regular homeless people, just like, oh, down and out. They're like trying to open doors and then be mad at people because they don't give them money. She's like, get out of here. She comes out with the broom like, I couldn't deal with it, especially out here. It's something about, I would say, California and New York. The homeless people out here are
crazier,
deranged. Like, yep. It's really sad. The next job that I couldn't have, again, is working in retail. I worked in retail for a little bit. I worked at Victoria's Secret Pink. And after working one Black Friday, that was it. I quit. I was fucking done with retail.
Oh, I worked, like, I could never do big retail. I worked at Marshall's 1 week, quit. That was, like, the only, and then the other retail I did was Proactive. But that was a kiosk, so that I lasted with that.
That was easy. Chaotic. It's so small.
And you were by yourself. I was by myself. I had no boss with me. So that was easy.
I remember a time I got in trouble because you know how Victoria's Secret's very specific about how they like keep their underwear, like the way they look. It's like very specific. And I'm telling y'all, literally probably like maybe 4 minutes before we were closing completely, like the gate was already halfway down, this old white lady gonna sneak under the gate and just start all the displays. And I'm like, can I help you look for something? She's like, nah, I'm just shopping. I'm like, well, we're closing in 3 minutes. So I kind of need to help you, you know, if you want to, like. And she's like, ah, oh, you're on my back. I'm just trying to get some underwear. I was like, well, you're ruining the display and we have to close. And then my manager's like, Stephanie, you can't talk to people like that. I was like, I can't do this job because I'm gonna curse these people out. Like, how inconsiderate.
Yeah,
are you?
They don't care.
Knowing that the shit is closed. The gate was down already. It was just wasn't all the way down. So she already knew like we were closing and shit. Just a bitch.
So the next one is warehouse worker. Ugh. Oh, no, thanks. I'm not lifting it.
Could you imagine us driving one of those fucking, those things? What is it called? A forklift?
Warehouses smell. They need to spray it and make it smell nice. I'm not working in
there. I just can't imagine you and I managing a forklift. Like, I feel like we'd be going right through the walls.
Yep.
I'm not lifting boxes. It's dusty in there. And, like, it's hot. Warehouses never have ventilation. It's always real hot. Mm-mm. I don't got time. Oh, God. Here's one I could never do. A nature tour guide? Bye. I hate bugs. I'm not a nature person. I only like nature around this time of year because the bugs ain't out yet. It's still kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like the best time, like pre-spring, you know, we're in March right now. So like this is the perfect time for me to do that if I were going to. But unfortunately, the weather is not like this all the time and insects come out and I couldn't do it. Imagine I'm doing a tour guide with somebody and a green beetle flies. I'm gonna run to my car and leave those people. Like I'm not even gonna, and then, you know, my, what is it? I'm going to get lost. My sense of direction, garbage.
Yeah, I don't have a sense of direction either. I would definitely, take them on a tour and we'd end up in Mexico.
Where are we?
So the next one is anything in the medical field. I was always grossed out by blood.
Me too.
Like, as a kid, I couldn't watch ER or any of those shows my mother watched. No, thank you.
Me either. It's one of the main reasons that I really don't like horror movies. Because I cannot deal with the gore from them.
See, I don't look at it. When they get murdered, I turn my face and close my eyes. So I've never really seen any of them get killed, but I like horror movies.
I gag when I get a paper cut. Like, it's literally like a... I'd be like, oh, God. The final job that we couldn't have is being a Walmart greeter. And I think Walmart specifically because anybody and everybody just be up in there.
I don't think I could be a Walmart greeter because I would be laughing at everyone and insulting them because there's people, I mean, they're like, it's Jerry Springer people in a store.
It's a lot of Jerry Springer types in there.
So what am I supposed to do? Not laugh and keep a straight face?
Recently my man was at Walmart and he said there was a lunatic just swinging a tomahawk around. A tomahawk is like an axe. Swinging a tomahawk around in Walmart.
No, thank you.
And then they had to hog tie this man. He was on his belly and they literally did his hands and his feet like this. because he was a deranged lunatic just in Walmart swinging a tomahawk. Oh, I'm like, my gosh. Okay. Great. So even Walmart's not safe.
So our final segment for today, Therapish, where we give you some advice.
You're welcome.
I always buy my girl expensive gifts, but she's not happy with that. What else can I do? She says I don't know her love language. What is that? I would say be emotionally supportive and spank her butt. Give her whatever she wants. Be her sex doll, baby.
So, you know, J-Lo said it best, even though she was lying. My love don't cost a thing. It's like, yeah, I got the bracelets, your names, and the bags, and whatever. But, like, where are you? I need you to show up. You know what I mean? And I think he's probably one of those. He probably works too much and is never home. And then when he's home, he's tired. So he doesn't actually give her attention. Now, me personally, my love language is support and acceptance of me and my endeavors. Because in the past, I have dealt with insecure men who have tried to change me as a person. And they were like, oh, you do this, you do that, and da 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 da. I'm like, you made me do this. Like, how are you gonna?
Yeah.
And that is really annoying. So yeah. My thing is like, oh, you let me do what I want. You support me. I love you. That's my love language. A love language is basically like, it could be support, it could be time, it could be touch, like affection. It could be consideration, something as simple as like, oh my God, I saw your favorite drink in the store and I bought you some, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's just more sweet. Thoughtful than just
this buying someone a gift.
Expensive.
Yeah.
It's being you know thoughtful. Whose love language is gifts? Aunt Fiza from 90 Day Fiancé. She wants some gifts, right? What is your love language?
I would say it's very similar. Like, be supportive. Stay out of my lane. Don't bother me. Don't smother me.
Jacqueline don't want nobody to call her. Don't nobody to text her. Like, don't come to my house. She said, don't come to my house unless I invite you. I don't care if we've been married. Like, you can't live with Jacqueline. Her husband gonna live in a different house. Jacqueline needs sister wives because she don't want to occupy him all the time. You know, that show Sister Wives, they said that. One of the girls, because they started, spoiler alert, Sister Wives is no longer Sister Wives. They all broke up. And the last wife, which was the fourth wife, ironically, is the one that he's still with. And she's devastated because she said that, I wanted to be a sister wife. I didn't want to be monogamous. He's at my house all the time now. That is a perk to being that a sister so wife because funny. He only comes but around twice a week. But I would still be jealous.
Then I can have other husbands.
So that's a thing.
He ain't gonna have multiple.
That's a thing in polygamy too. There are some girls who have multiple husbands.
Then I'm gonna have multiple husbands.
But yeah, that's the whole, like, for a couple of them, they said like, oh, I like that he just comes by twice a week. He's not here. He doesn't live here. Now he lives here. She was mad. So sometimes space and support is a great love language.
Well, this has been the end of our episode at We Don't Give a F podcast. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Stephanie. Subscribe. Follow us on our own. And make sure you come see us at the Mic Drop in San Diego, April 21st. Tickets are available below in the description.